Top leaders from several of Syria's internal opposition are in Moscow just days before the Geneva II peace conference. Heads of the Popular Front for Change and Liberation and the Coalition for Peaceful Change say they have high expectations for the conference. They believe it can end the humanitarian crisis in Syria and lay the foundations for a political solution.
I think that the Syrian problem is a difficult issue and has got to a military stage with many terrorists fighting in Syria. They want to plunge Syria into civil war. We have high expectations for Geneva II. It must end foreign interference in Syria.
Syria's former Deputy Prime Minister, Kadri Jamil, and his colleagues believe that the National Coalition's indecisiveness to attend the talks in Geneva is an attempt to disrupt the event. The coalition said on Monday that it would not participate after Iran was invited.
Iran's participation in Geneva II is an important positive step. We were calling for it from the start because we wanted all regional forces which have an influence on the situation in Syria to take part.
The group hasn't received a formal invitation to attend the Geneva II talks, but they insist that representation at the conference must be fair and balanced. They place a great deal of responsibility on the conference to end the suffering of Syrian people. The Syrian internal opposition is in Moscow to discuss the Geneva II conference with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov. The delegation insists that the upcoming peace talks must take place within the agreed time frame, regardless of who participates in it. They say it is the only way to end the suffering of the Syrian people. Julia Lubova, Press TV, Moscow.